Christmas is on the way, and let's face it, everybody loves a good gadget. So that's why Adrian Weckler, tech reporter with the Irish Independent, is in studio with us today to tell us about the five best gadgets to watch out for this Christmas, and i.e. to ask your missus for.
Or indeed get for someone else who you've got on either Secret Santa, or like, what the hell am I going to buy that person? So Adrian, how are you?
Great, thanks for being.
So you've got a list here of stuff in front of you. What is tickling your fancy the most? What do you think is the best gadget around at the moment?
The best, absolutely
the most
best.
Interesting one, I suppose.
I quite like the drones. We've been hearing about them for a couple of years, but I quite like them. I use it as an excuse to buy them.
Yeah, big fan here.
Yeah. And the drones now have come down in price a lot. So for a really good drone, the one I've chosen is the DJI Spark. I have it in front of me here. It's about the size of your hand. That's now under €500.
So is that a big deal that drones have dropped below the €500 mark for a decent one?
For a decent one, yeah. Now, what you would have seen last Christmas and the Christmas before, you go out in the estate, there'll be a whole load of people. You'll see all these little specks flying around and these kind of sort of mosquito noises. And basically, a load of people got drones, like 40 quid drones in their Santa.
Mm. Yeah, and they do fly.
They do fly.
But
pretty damn hard to control, though. They tend to fly off into the next estate.
And if they do have a video, like if they have a camera on it, the resolution has been so bad. The one thing that DJI have always done is kind of prioritized picture quality over everything. But they still, you know, they're super very, like I bought the Spark's bigger brother, the Mavic, recently, and it's a lot more expensive than that. It's a bigger deal. It does different things better, I suppose. But in terms of consumer stuff, like that is an incredible amount of kit for $500.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. And you send it up, it has this amazing camera, video camera. It's all stabilized, so it doesn't matter whether there's a gust of wind or, you know, it you'll still get this lovely smooth footage. And then you take the memory card out of it, because it just takes a normal memory card. You stick it in your computer or your iPad, like I do, and you show people the pictures off it and the video off it, and they're kind of blown away. Yeah. Did you actually make this for Bod Falter or something? It's kind of amazing.
And also, the thing about it is, you don't see the world from this angle very often. Like, and okay, I know you're not supposed to fly over anyone else's properties with that, and there's lots of rules. If you get a drone, you can't just willy-nilly start flying around the place. You have to observe a lot of stuff. But when you do find somewhere that you can go, like for example, I can go to my local beach, or I can, you know, if you drive somewhere around the country that is not a no-fly zone, and you look at the world from, I suppose, a bird's eye view, realistically, because you're up above looking down, it changes your perception of everything. It's amazing.
Totally, that's one of the big, you might live somewhere that you think is not very scenic, like somewhere in the Midlands, and you think, oh no, that's all Wild Atlantic Way. You stick it up, you could be living in this bog standard neighborhood that, in your opinion, you stick the drone up 200 yards, you fly it for 5 minutes, and you think, oh my God, this place is beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
I live in a beautiful place.
Yeah. Is it not just, is it not, like, for the rest of us who don't get the whole drone flying thing, and, you know, Dave likes to try and show me footage of things that he's done around his house, and you're like, I'm still not seeing it.
Yeah, I think you have to be one of those people that gets excited about those. I think people can enjoy the fruits of your labor, but I think it's the labor, like, there's they're very easy to fly, but there's quite a bit of a learning curve in terms of getting good footage and then editing that footage and putting music over that footage and making it, you know, 7 minutes of flying into 30 seconds of interesting video.
Yeah, there's one major pain in the neck, and I say this even as someone who owns a drone, but sometimes I go down to Dolly Mount and I'll walk the dog, or I'll go somewhere else, and very occasionally someone will fly a drone there, and I can just hear this like nuclear mosquito over my, and I swear to God, I do want to take a stone.
Right.
And
even as a drone user.
Even as a drone user.
Maybe you could recommend a good pellet gun that we could start taking these things out.
Yeah.
So what about the Fuji Instax Mini 8, the instant Polaroid camera, €80?
People of a certain age will remember Polaroid cameras. You print out this square picture immediately from your camera. So this is the only type of camera that's actually selling at all, is instant cameras.
Right.
So Fuji probably owns this space now. Polaroid has kind of let the ball drop. So this camera, the Instax 9, it's under 100 quid. I think it's 80 quid now. And you buy a package of 10 pictures. And the whole point is that it's instantaneous. So you don't have time to edit the photos. You don't have time to take 11 photos and decide which one is best and apply a filter. And it's kind of the Snapchat of of cameras.
Cameras, right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I bought one of these, it was actually the Polaroid version a couple of years ago for my niece, and she was 15 at the time, and she absolutely loved it because most of us are too lazy to actually print photos off. So if you're out at a party or an event and you can just take really quick snaps, and then you have they're mini Polaroids, they're not as big as the original ones. Mm-hmm. And then you can share them out straight away, and it actually adds a new dimension other than just staring at a device.
I must take 10,000 pictures a year at least. Mm. And I'd say the only ones I actually have in print are the ones I took with this little Instax,
right? Okay.
Printer, because you take them, they're there. You end up thinking it's not the best picture in the world, but I actually took it, and then you stick it on the fridge. Or some of them have come with stickers on the back, so you can stick them on something else, your laptop or whatever. But you're right; it's actually teens love this idea because it takes away the angst of what photo am I going to use. You're just there with
that one.
Yeah.
You know.
And like you said, you can't doctor it. You're just stuck with what it is.
One
and
shot.
Yeah.
When you said the only cameras that are selling are instant cameras, is that because of the smartphone, people aren't even buying SLRs anymore? And
they're buying SLRs. They're buying mirrorless and SLR cameras in small numbers.
Right.
But the majority of cameras were always parents.
Yeah.
For the communion. But now it's all of these phone cameras. They've completely ruined they've just replaced the camera market.
Yeah.
So that's the Fuji Instax Mini 8. Let's go on to an area I'm very passionate about, and it is headphones. Yeah. And I think you can never have too many because they're great. Sony MDR 1000 headphones. Why have you recommended these?
Two reasons. First of all, they're noise cancelling. A lot of headphones are noise cancelling, but these are probably, these are the best ones I've tried. I've tried Sennheiser, I've tried Bose. These ones, the Sony MDR 1000, are probably the best. They're also the most comfortable because they have a kind of a padded leather strap at the top. Oh, yeah. Very underrated thing with headphones. You get these technically really good headphones, but if you want to wear them for more than 20 minutes, some of them have a steel band across the top, and you have a rash in your head, or you know, it leaves a mark.
Well, one of the issues with these headphones, particularly the more kit you try and build into them, is the weight.
Yeah, and these are quite light. Here, try them.
You have to be able to wear them on your commute without feeling like your neck is going to break.
Absolutely.
Dermot's just realizing he already has headphones on, so he can't put them on over his other
double
headphones.
Headphone. All the
my
kids
head's
are doing
pretty
it.
Big now, so you're
yeah. Dermot is much smaller.
They are quite light. They're lighter than the ones.
The other
I
thing
have.
About these that Sony sells as a feature, but which I actually find annoying, is they're touch sensitive on the side, so you can
for volume.
Ugh. You can mute it for a sec. If you go into a shop and you talk to somebody, you buy a tea or something in your insomnia or whatever, you can, and you're listening to your headphones, but you can't be bothered to take them off like a blind person.
That's just adding a rudeness feature.
You can just touch them on the side and it mutes it, and that's supposed to signal to the person behind the desk that you are actually paying attention to
them.
Oh
my God, come on.
So it's a bit annoying, and also it also means that sometimes when you pick them up and they're on, you fast forward by mistake.
Right.
However, despite all that, I still think they're the best.
Okay, Sony MDR 1000.
$350.
Yeah, well, noise cancelling ones tend to be. Smartwatches are definitely something that a lot of people are considering for Christmas.
Yep.
I mean, you're comparing two here. You've got the iWatch and the Fitbit.
I have them both on me.
Yeah,
like
so
a true nerd.
What?
Right here.
He's
right
dripping
there.
Head to toe in gadgets.
I know, I am.
What do you think? What one would you be happier with? I mean, Apple iWatch has a name and has everything.
Well, here's the thing. So they're both actually around the same price. So this is the absolute latest. This is the Apple Smartwatch Series 3. This is the brand new one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is waterproof. It's got the faster processor, all the rest of it, all the bells and whistles. This is Fitbit's Ionic. So Fitbit, you know, everybody knows them from the
bands,
smart health trackers.
Yeah.
They've come up with a smartwatch. They're actually around the same price, and the Apple Watch does an awful lot more.
Okay.
Now, it's a little bit heavier. The thing, though, that gets me with the problem I have with the Fitbit, it's very good for tracking your runs. It has a heart monitor, all that sort of stuff. Music. It's really bad for music.
Oh, right.
So the only music system it supports is Pandora, which is a US kind of
radio
station
thing.
Whereas the Apple Watch, you can't put Spotify on it, but you can put Apple Music on it.
And do you have to have an iPhone to work an iWatch?
You do to get your messages and your notifications and your text messages and your emails.
Right.
And any notifications you want, you do, yes. You don't if you just want to go out for a run and listen to your music.
Okay.
So you can store your music on it.
Okay.
So that's really, really handy. The battery life is the only place where the Apple Watch loses. You get about 3 days in this, you get 5 to 6 days on this.
How much is one of those?
So the Apple Watch is €369 and the Fitbit Ionic is €339.
Right. I backed a Kickstarter recently for a smartwatch and it sent it to me and I was so blown away. It has hands. So it's a Swiss watch company that actually makes normal watch faces and they built a smartwatch into it. And I was like, this is amazing. Come with three different straps. I'm like, Sean Dermot Shaley. He's like, that's amazing. Oh, it's incredible. Broke it in a day. Now they are sending me a replacement. It's the very first run, obviously, you know, like, but I took a risk and so far it hasn't paid off. I'm hoping things change.
How is it a smartwatch though?
Because it does everything else that smartwatches do, as it just also has a face, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
So for example, one of the cool things is the hands, you can imagine, get in the way of your notifications.
Yeah.
So anytime you get a notification, the hands go to 9:15. Your text and stuff goes around that, and then when you close your notification, they go back to whatever time it is.
So they are analog hands.
Analog hands, yeah, totally. It's actually, and it's really nice. Like, it is a beautiful piece.
It's just broken.
It's just broken. That's the main issue I have.
Nicest
is
bit of jewelry and most expensive he's ever bought.
Yeah.
And finally, you've gone for something kind of cheap. It's the Adidas smartphone gloves.
Yeah, winter, out in the cold, trying to operate your phone. There are umpteen pairs of gloves out there. I've picked one made by Adidas. They have certain type of stitching in the fingertip of each finger, which conducts the electricity from your hand through the stitching into the screen. So it lets you work your phone through your gloves.
Okay, without freezing your
Because obviously regular gloves don't do that. Yeah. You just slide around the place and do nothing. There's a question in for you. It says, my 7-year-old wants a drone for Christmas. Any recommendations? I mean,
7-year-old.
So we're, I'd look at Parrot, P-A-R-R-O-T. They do some moderately and inexpensive.
That's the key at 7 years old, I think.
I mean, are they not dangerous to be flying around? I mean, they have fast-moving propellers and you're 7 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, could you fly them into your little sister's face?
Under supervision, I would suggest, with anything like that.
Yeah, and those drones tend to be quite small as well. So even if they hit you at full whack, it's only an hour in the A&E, you know.
Yeah.
You're not
going to be in there.
It's
a standard Stephen's Day thing.
Is that what they use on the box, is it?
Right.
Only an hour in A&E.
It's the 7-year-olds who end up dusting your back, like completely...
flying over your heads.
Flying over your heads, but also... beating the hell out of you in terms of drone racing. Have you ever seen a drone race?
Yes, they're terrifying.
So it's the kids.
Yeah.
And their control, their motor control is way beyond.
Yeah, they're well able. There's definitely some inexpensive options out there. I don't think you should be going out buying something very expensive for a 7-year-old. He'll change his or her mind within a few weeks and then go, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, start playing with the box.
Adrian Weckler, thank you very much, tech correspondent for The Independent. Thanks for dropping into us today.
Sure.